All right. Yeah, some kids are saying that our school is going to get canceled as well.
We don't even have an inch, but I guess, okay.
Ours is just downpouring. All right, so now I'm going to ask you, like, a lot of questions.
Okay.
This is supposed to go, like, 20 minutes. Like, that's okay. The minimum, so we'll try to reach that point.
Okay.
If we don't, it's fine.
That's fine.
There's a lot of questions. All right, so first, where did you grow up?
In Wilmette, Illinois.
Wilmette, what school did you go to?
Grade school, St. Francis.
Yeah.
High school, New Trier High School in Winnetka.
What about middle school?
In the Catholic school, you didn't have a middle school.
So it was all one school?
Yeah. Well, I changed in eighth grade, but let's say Catholic schools are still, I think, first grade to eighth grade because
okay.
They're small.
All right. What was it like in the Catholic school?
We had nuns.
Yeah.
And they were small classes.
Right.
And in those days, there really weren't any special education classes. I don't know where the kids went that needed it, but it was probably 20, 25 to a class.
Okay.
It was one nun.
Awesome. How was high school? Was high school different than your elementary school?
New Trier was about, what, 3,000 or 4,000 kids?
Right.
I fit in fine.
Awesome. All right. Who were your parents?
John Ford and Catherine Kendrick Ford.
So your brother John Ford is named after your dad?
Yes. He was actually a junior, John Henry Ford Jr.
Okay.
And my father decided later that he didn't like a junior for a kid.
Okay.
So he renamed him John Prince Ford.
Okay. So
Prince was a Boston family name.
Okay.
Which is still pretty famous in Boston. There's a Prince Street.
Okay.
Named after the family.
Cool. So do you guys
have my grandmother's side.
Do you guys have heritage that traces back to Boston?
Yes. My grandmother was born there.
Okay. Cool.
And I think my mother was born in the state of New York.
Okay.
And they moved to Chicago, I think, when she was a teenager.
Sweet. Okay. How was your relationship with your parents?
Good.
Yeah? Awesome.
Good.
Did you ever get into trouble with them?
Sure.
What was the worst thing you did?
My father was very strict.
Your family was strict?
Strict? Yes.
Okay.
And if he just looked at you, you did what he asked you to do.
Okay.
I was little, somewhat of a troublemaker.
Okay. Right. Like you are now.
No, there was a girl I didn't like in kindergarten, so I got a mouthful of water at the water cooler and spit it right in her face.
Oh, yeah?
That's not very nice.
What did she do to you?
Well, I don't remember what she did to me, but I remember what my mother and teacher, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't do those things.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Did you have any siblings?
A twin sister, a younger brother when we were about 6 and a half, he was born,
mm-hmm.
and a sister 2 years older and a sister 9 years older.
Okay. Wow. All right. What were they like growing up? Yeah.
My sister, who was the oldest, became anorexic when she was about 13 or 14.
Oh, no.
And not much was said, but I guess they really couldn't help her much. But and then Kathy, the second next oldest.
I know Kathy, yeah, saw her last night.
She was 2 years older.
Right.
Yeah,
I know what she's like.
And she was a very good student.
Okay.
And she had to go to Northwestern University for speech because she couldn't say her R's.
Interesting.
And she had 3 R's in her name.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Okay.
And then my twin sister and my younger brother.
Yep. All right. Sweet. So you said you would describe yourself as a troublemaker when you were a kid.
Well,
what else would you describe yourself?
Troublemaker, but just like an average kid, right?
Okay.
And we didn't have television or computers.
Right.
So we were outside a lot.
Right. So did you play any sports?
Yeah, I was a good baseball player.
Sweet. Not softball? Did they not have softball back
then? Softball. Excuse me, softball.
Okay, all right.
And, of course, we rode our bikes a lot. I broke my arm riding a bike.
Yeah.
We went to the lake to swim a lot. And we had tennis lessons.
Cool.
And that was about it.
All right. Did you play any sports on any sports teams at the school?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Summer softball.
Okay. Sweet. All right.
Yeah, it was a league in Evanston, a softball league in Evanston.
Sweet. And I'm assuming that you swam in Lake Michigan?
Yep.
Did you go down there with friends or family?
With family when we were little, and then we also took swimming lessons at New Trier.
Okay.
So that my parents could trust us down there without them, that we wouldn't get in trouble, unless the lake was very wavy, and in those cases, the lifeguards wouldn't let you go in the lake.
Okay. All right. So, building off of that, who were your best friends, and what were they like?
Two of my best friends... my friend Peggy.
Right.
Became a PhD and has written 37 books.
Wow.
I met her in about seventh grade, and she's now in a home because she has dementia.
Okay.
Another friend was Mary Margaret, and she died a few days ago, actually, of... Oh. Cancer. Can't remember the, well, I can't think of the cancer, but, and her father actually was, we had, along the lake, we had big apartment buildings, and her father was a janitor in the apartment buildings on the lake.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think who else.
Bobby.
Who? Oh, Bobby in high school.
Right, I know Bobby.
She didn't move to Wilmette till we were juniors.
Okay.
Her family moved to live with their grandmother who needed help.
Okay.
And so they helped the grandmother out and lived in a house in Wilmette.
Okay. Who were your best friend, or sorry, we already asked that. Or did you have a nickname? Did they call you anything?
No.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Oh, a couple of boys used to call me Whitey because there was a Whitey Ford who was a baseball player.
Yeah.
And I liked baseball and softball, so they called me Whitey.
Sweet. I mean, that's not a bad name.
you probably never heard of Whitey Ford, but...
No, I haven't.
He was quite a baseball player.
All right, cool. We're gonna switch to love and relationships. So, Grandpa's gonna come up. When did you first meet Grandpa?
I was 33 years old.
33? Oh, wow, that's late. When did you guys get married? Or how did you guys meet?
When I was 35.
Okay, how'd you guys meet?
In a bar in the Prudential Building in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, what were you guys doing there?
Well, we used to stop at a bar. The friends from our office used to stop at a bar on Friday nights to have a drink.
Okay, cool.
And there were single guys there and whatever. And since I don't like crowds, like that, I just don't like a crowded room or in a crowded elevators. What's that called? Where you can't. I can't think of it. Anyway, so I was standing outside waiting for somebody to get me a drink, and John was on his way out, and he asked me if I was coming or going, and we started a conversation, and he asked me if I wanted to go out for a hamburger.
Cool.
And so the other girls, we left. We took buses home up Lakeshore Drive, so it was safe.
Okay.
I would never, you know. Anyway, it was safe downtown.
Okay. Did he buy you the hamburger, or did you have to buy it for yourself?
I don't remember.
Okay, because a certain someone in our family didn't buy a certain someone a burger when they went on their first date.
In those days, the boys or the men paid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now it's probably.
Dad made that mistake. He didn't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't pay for her, so we give him.
He didn't pay for your mother's first hamburger or first.
No.
Wow. Well, maybe there wasn't a date.
I don't know. I think it was.
We'll have to ask later, right?
Yeah, we
okay.
give him...
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember how he proposed?
No, I don't really.
No? Okay.
Oh, I know. I said, what made you move to Chicago? And he said, you.
Ooh.
And I had only gone out with him twice, and I said, oh, that's a little too fast.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So you all stumped Grandpa for the Indian guy?
What?
That's when you all stumped him for the Indian guy?
Yeah. No, he didn't know anything about the Indian guy.
Okay. I hope it stayed that way for a while. Okay.
Well, he went back to India and married a girl that his parents picked for him.
Oh, yeah, we learned about that in AP Human Geo.
I think they still do that.
Yeah,
somewhat.
It's a big issue there, yeah.
Yes. They have to be the same caste. His father was a dentist, so he had to marry a girl of a high caliber, so...
Interesting.
And you probably have seen Father Joji in your church in Barrington.
Right, the St. Anne's.
I asked him once if that still happens in India, and he said yes.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
Maybe not as big as it used to be, but it still happens.
Right, yeah. I can tell you about the stuff later, but let's keep
okay.
the topic on you. So let's switch to... Your post school or post high school. Where'd you go to college?
Mundelein College.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
2 years.
And I majored in history.
Cool.
And in those days, if you didn't want to be a teacher or a social worker, or a nurse, there really weren't a lot of jobs for women, so I left and went to a secretarial school for people who had at least 2 years of college.
Okay, cool. So did that lead into a secretary?
Yes, and I hated being a secretary.
How come?
Oh, gosh. Well, they taught you shorthand in those days. So a man would dictate what he wants to say in a letter, and there was a shorthand. I don't know if shorthand exists anymore. But because the shorthand was made for right-handed people, I had trouble with it.
Okay.
So I went into sales service.
Okay.
I was the first woman in sales service at a company that had some big clients like Armour Meatpacking. I did their account. If they needed packaging of any kind for any place, and a few other big companies, Champion Paper.
Cool.
And I like that much better than being a secretary because you were sort of your own boss.
Okay, sweet.
Do you know what sales service is?
Ask her one job. Bobby.
What?
What, Mom?
Ask her why she left the one job.
Why did you leave the secretary job? Or the one, what's the one job, Mom?
I couldn't learn shorthand because I was left-handed.
Mom, this is between Nana and
I. What did she say? I can't hear
don't
her.
Don't even listen to her. I don't even know what she thinks she's
okay.
doing.
I'm being serious.
Mom, stop. This is for Nana and me, okay? Chill.
And then I went, for a while I was in personnel.
Okay.
And I gave personnel tests. They call it, what do they call it now? They don't call it personnel. Human resources.
Okay, yeah.
And I gave a test to Sandra Giffen, who later became my roommate and married my brother.
Oh, okay.
And she thought I was a big wheel in personnel.
Okay.
And I wasn't.
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah, we laughed about it later.
Cool. All right. When you were a kid, what did you want to do for a living?
We didn't ever think that way. When girls didn't.
Really?
Kathy did because she wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
But, no, I hate to say it.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about
it. My father was a college graduate, nobody ever talked about what do you want to do after you get out of school.
Okay. All right.
Most people at New Trier went to college, but I don't know. A lot of women became teachers, nurses, social workers, whatever.
Okay, cool. All right, let's switch to another topic. We'll talk about family heritage, which we kind of touched up on earlier. What is your ethnic background?
70 My father was mostly Irish, and my mother was Irish and English.
Okay.
So, mostly Irish.
Right.
A little Scottish and English, and very little else.
Okay, but you've been to all of the countries that you have heritage from, right?
Yes, I've been to Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England. Those are all, they moved back and forth because the countries were so close.
Right.
And there's a Ford with an E that's English, and right. Ford, which my maiden name was, which is Irish.
Right. So you just
and they're very connected, except by religion.
So you're just Northwestern European, you would say.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any traditions from those backgrounds that have been passed down through your family?
Not really, except Catholics.
Okay.
But it went so back so far. For my mother especially, both families came over very early. They weren't late to integrate, you know, or move to.
Okay.
Probably 1700, 1800.
Okay. Who were your favorite relatives? Did you have like a favorite grandma or something?
My father's mother died when he was 10. So I only had one grandmother, and that was my mother's grandmother.
Okay.
I mean, my mother's mother, and she lived with one of my mother's sisters in Winnetka when she was widowed, and she lived with us once in a while.
Okay.
Cool. And her husband had died before I was ever born.
All right. Mom, can you turn it down? All right. All right, let's move on to raising children. When did you first find out that you would be a parent?
When I was 35 years old.
Yeah? How'd you feel?
I was working downtown, and I was very nauseated, and the bus fumes from the buses downtown made me so sick, but I got over it.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people in pregnancy don't feel well for a few months.
Right.
After that, I was fine.
How did you feel emotionally?
Fine.
Yeah?
I was happy at 35 to be having a baby.
Sweet.
At that time, 40-some years ago, that was fairly old to be having children.
Right, yeah.
And now, since women are more educated and in the workforce longer, it's more common that women would have babies in their late 30s.
Okay. So obviously Nene was your firstborn. How did
right.
you feel when you saw her for the first time?
She didn't look very good.
Oh.
she had, if you know what forceps are.
Right, the little tong
they
things.
They go in and take the head.
Right, I had to be.
Like a tweezer, I don't know.
Right.
And they don't look too good. Your mother looked even worse.
Oh yeah?
She had a big lump on her head.
Ew, gross, Nana. Ew.
And they had to tell me about the lump before they wanted me to see her.
Okay.
It's called a hematoma.
Hematoma? It didn't mean anything later on, though. It was just...
No, it's, I guess her head was in the wrong way, so instead of coming out easily, her head kept bumping against, I don't know, some sort of a bone.
Interesting.
And they had to bring her down with forceps.
Okay. How was raising them? Was it hard, or was it, how do you feel about raising them?
I don't think motherhood is easy.
Right. I can see it.
Stay-at-home mothers, there's a challenge because you kind of feel isolated, you're home alone with babies.
Right.
And where can you go with babies? In the winter, you're kind of homebound.
Okay. I see. Were you a stay-at-home mom for most of their childhood?
Yes, until I started working part-time when they were about 8 and 10, maybe.
Okay.
And I was like a welcome wagon lady. I don't know if they still have them or not, but if somebody new moved into the community, you could welcome them with gifts and information from the local merchants.
Okay, cool.
So I got paid according to how many houses I I went to.
Sweet.
And it was fun. I could get out when John got home in early evening, and Saturday or Sunday if I wanted to get out.
Cool.
And since I had grown up in Wilmette, people were very receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't like I was a newcomer to Wilmette. I knew a lot about Wilmette for people that moved from distant places and wanted a recommendation for a nursery school or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So it was fun.
Okay. Do you remember when Mom left for, or we'll talk about Nene first. Do you remember when Nene left for college and how you felt?
I felt like I was on vacation.
Oh.
When two of them left, I knew I was on vacation.
Oh my goodness, Nana. See, that's not
We missed them. We missed them.
Right.
And
it was also a relief, though.
They came home every few weeks, and as time went on, they stayed at school more than at the beginning, but there was very easy transportation from Madison and Champaign.
Okay, sweet.
And they'd come home on a bus maybe Friday night, and we'd take them back to the bus Sunday.
Okay, cool.
If they didn't have anything going on, but when they were there a while, they got to meet more friends, and eventually both of them had a little part-time job in college, so...
Okay.
That kept him on the campus more.
All right, cool. We'll backtrack a little bit and maybe finish off here. We'll see. What was my mom like when she was a kid?
She was very shy.
Shy? Really?
Ask Jim Pierce.
I find that hard to believe, Nana.
Did you hear him last night?
No.
What did he say to her? When he would talk to her, she would hide behind me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's surprising.
And in the grocery store, she would hang on to me.
I find that very surprising.
Yeah,
she's definitely changed then.
Well, she had been sick a lot as a baby.
Yeah.
And I think she was more attached to me.
Okay.
Because she had asthma and... We would spend nights together in the bathroom with the shower on, and
okay.
No, she was sick a lot.
All right.
But she outgrew the asthma.
Sweet. Did she play sports as a kid?
Yes, she was a pitcher.
Oh, yeah?
Baseball pitcher. And she got the trophy in junior high for the most baskets made.
Oh, yeah, she told me that. The free throws or whatever?
Right, and even though she was small.
Right. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I heard that she was really good at basketball.
I think she has a trophy from that, maybe.
Yeah,
I think. Or maybe she's gotten rid of it by now.
No, she might have it. She's talked about it a few times.
Okay.
Yeah. Was she a relatively good student? Because she went to Wisconsin. That's a pretty good school.
She was a lazy student.
A lazy student.
Mhm.
She had the smarts, but she didn't work very hard.
She was good at math and so forth, but she didn't like reading.
Right.
And so we had her read at night in her bedroom with the door closed, suggested by the teacher to catch up with reading because she was very behind.
Okay.
And so we gave her magazines and so forth on sports because that was her number one interest.
All right.
So when she read things about sports, she got more interested in reading.
Cool. All right. We'll go to my birth, and we'll finish off with that, so you can watch your 8 o'clock program or whatever.
I don't know what it is, but there's nothing much on TV tonight.
Right. I saw some 60 Minutes look pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I always like 60 Minutes.
Right. Is that on at 8, or is that what you're talking about?
It's out at 6 o'clock, but there was football until 6:30.
Okay.
So it was on from 6:30 to 7:30.
Sweet. All right, so we'll do a few more questions here to end off. How did you feel when you heard the news that I was going to be born?
I was excited.
Yeah?
And they told the Larrys, they were in your living room, and we were visiting. I don't know if we were helping in the yard, but the Larrys came.
They were the neighbors in Deer Park, right?
I don't remember how they said it, but they told Jennifer... Was it Jennifer and...
I don't remember them very well. They were the Deer Park neighbors, right?
Well, anyway, that they were going to have a baby. And it was very exciting. I think they may have been married a year or two.
Who, my parents, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because I think your mom was getting a MBA at Northwestern.
Yeah.
And then I think you came after that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think I did too when she was working at Motorola.
Motorola sent her to Kellogg at night.
Yeah.
And then your father went maybe a year later?
Right.
I think.
Yeah,
I think so. Mayron went too.
Yeah.
Later.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's all I got for
Isn't
you, Nana.
Is that about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You gave me 5 more minutes than I was hoping for, so thank you.
And I just got an email from Kathy, not an email, but a text.
Right.
That she thinks you kids are darling.
Yeah.
Tell your mother.
Tell my mom.
You are darling.
Do you want to talk to her for a few moments?
Well,
or?
Is she there?
She's in the other room. I can...
Okay, well...
Yeah.
I told Kathy, well, what room are you in?